I hope you had an amazing time this weekend.
我这个周末真是有一个很好的时间。
How many of you had a great time?
多少人有很好的时间？
Hey, I know that at breakfast we had this lame one clap appreciation for people who really served us.
我们在这个早餐的时候，我们有鼓两次掌来，感谢这个对我们服务的人。
I think it's wrong for us not to appreciate those of us who served this family well this weekend.
我在这里边真是也是感谢那些对我们每个家庭来服务的人员们。
You know, we have our new elders, the new class of elders that really pour out last several months planning for this retreat.
我们有新一代的长老们在过去几个月一直在筹划这个退休会。
We have all the MAs who have really executed a lot of those little details for this retreat.
我们有那些执事呢，在那些具体的事工上面都在那里好好的事工。
Those of us who serve our family, leading us into the throne of God through worship.
那些在服侍我们的家庭的，让我们进到这个神的宝座前面来敬拜他。
We have our office staff that also provided all the back-end support.
我们有这个教会的这个同工们在后面在施工。
And Andrew who produced an amazing video for all of us.
做了这个很美好的视频。
So instead of one clap, let's just give one another just a big.Just appreciation.
让我们彼此祝贺鼓励。
I have to say, this is probably one of the best family vacations I ever had.
我想这可能是我们最好的一次家庭的这个休假。
We didn't have to cook, we didn't have to clean up.
我们不需要这个做饭啊，清洗啊。
I have no idea where my kids are.
我对我的小孩在哪里我都不知道。
They didn't bother us. I'm sure they're happy.
我相信他们很高兴，他们也不来麻烦我。
I actually don't want to go home.
实际上我不想回家了。
But I hope that we get to do this in the future as often as we can.
我希望在未来我们做更多这样的退休会。
And I feel like we just really got a taste of the coming kingdom.
我们真是有着这一点的这个。品尝我们来的天国。
The joy of being God's family.
那个跟在这个神的家庭里面的这种喜乐。
And we are practicing our future.
我们在为我们的未来在做锻炼。
With that, I want to end our time this morning with probably one of the most important gifts that God has given to the church.
那么今天早晨的时候呢，我想探讨一下这个神给我们的一个最重要的一个礼物。
Sometimes I think this is one of those neglected gifts that we don't get to appreciate as much as we should.
有时候我想，这可能是我们经常忽略的，没有真正去这个欣赏的这个。
And that is the Lord's table before us.
就是我们圣餐。
Our pastoral staff, we have been talking about making communion really the center of every gathering, every fellowship, our worship.
我们过去讨论过这个圣餐实际上是我们在一起敬拜神的一个真正的中心。
And I think it's that important.
这个是非常重要的。
To what we do every time we gather together.
当我们每一次聚集的时候，这是何等的重要。
Recently, I read a very compelling quote.
最近呢，我读到了一个很感人的一个名人名言。
Written by U.S. Senate chaplain.
是一个国会的参议院的牧师。
His name is Richard Halverson.
他的名字是 Richard Halverson.
And this is what he said.
那么这是他讲的。
In the beginning,
在开始的时候
the church was a fellowship of men and women centered on the living Christ.
那么这个教会呢，是一群以我们地上的耶稣为中心的一个团体的伙伴。
Then the church moved to Greece.
然后呢，这个教会就到了这个希腊。
Where it became a philosophy.
变成了一门哲学。
Then it moved to Rome.
然后它又到了罗马这个地方。
Where it became an institution.
就变成了一个机构组织。
Next, it moved to Europe.
然后它就传到了欧洲。
Where it became a culture.
变成了一个文化。
And finally, it moved to America.
最终呢，它来到了我们美洲。
Where it became an enterprise.
它变成了一门生意。
When I read this quote,
当我读到这个
as much as I did not want to acknowledge,
我实在是不愿意这个
I was really cut to the heart.
那我心里面真是被刀绞一样。
When we compare what we call the church today in America,
当我们今天看我们在美国的这些教会
It looks very, very different from the church that is described in the book of Acts.
那么跟我们在使徒行传看到的那个教会是十分的不一样。
In fact, I just wonder if Jesus were to walk into one of our American worship service.
如果主耶稣这时候进到了看走进我们的一个敬拜的里面。
That if he would even be able to recognize it as a worship gathering.
他可能都不一定能够知道我们是在干什么。
I want to talk a little bit about what actually happened.
那我想讲一下到底。
And where and when we actually went wrong.
那么什么时候还怎样我们走错了
I believe that is when we actually began to neglect the celebration of the Lord's Supper.
我相信是因为我们开始忽略来庆祝主耶稣为我们的受苦。
Instead of God's people gathering around the table of the Lord,
当主的这些门徒在这个桌子上面聚集的时候
，Instead we started gathering around big stages.
实际上我们更加注重的是那个大的舞台。
What was supposed to be a family gathering?
应该是一个家庭的一个聚会。
And a family meal.
是一个家里面的一个饭食。
Instead, we gather around lights and stage and performances.
那么我们就有这些灯光啊效果啊一个这个舞台的表演的一个情况。
The church actually lost its core identity.
那么这个教会就失去了它的核心的这个
Now I'm not saying that what we do here on Sunday or on a day like this is wrong.
我没有说我们今天在主日的时候做这些事情是错的。
But it is far more than that.
但是有很重要的事情在这里面。
I have another quote from a well-known women Christian author.
我这里面有另外一个名人名言，是一个女的这个很有名的这个基督教。
Named by Sally Morgenthaler.
是萨利·摩根戴勒。
This is what she says. I think there is a prophetic voice in this.
这是她讲的。
She says, "We're not producing worshippers in this country.
我们没有在产生真正的敬拜者在这个国家里。
Rather, we are producing a generation of spectators.
实际上我们在产生一代的这个旁观者。
Religious onlookers.
这个在宗教里面的这个观望者。
Lacking in many cases.Any memory of true encounter with God,
真正缺少那个与主耶稣真正相遇的经验
deprived of both tangible presence, sense of God's presence,
真正丧失了主同在的那个真实的感觉
and the supernatural relationship that their inmost beings crave,
和那个跟神的那个超越自然的亲密的关系
I think this is really an accurate.Description of what is happening to the church in our culture in our day.
那么这是一个对我们目前的这个文化和我们教会的一个真实的一个写照。
If you go back to how the early church used to gather,
如果你回到最早期的那些教会的聚会的时候
，it was facing one another in a circle with the Lord's table at the center.
他们是面对面的形成了一个圆圈，然后主的圣餐是在中间。
Now everybody faces the stage.
那么现在的话，每一个人都是面对的这个。
The Lord's table is something that we do out of convenience, just once a month.
那么我们的圣餐呢，也是为了我们方便一个月来做一次。
Instead of a love feast where people spend time talking, sharing, and praying for one another over a meal, we get a little wafer.
而不是我们在哀宴当中，大家一起在那里分享，一起在那里享受。而我们现在呢，只是拿到了一个小小的一个饼。
If you're part of the Christian and Missionary Alliance,
如果你是我们宣教会的一部分
we hold the sacramental view of communion.
我们是有一个这个
sacramental, not sacramental, sacramental.
牺牲的一种观念，在这个
That's a big word, and I bet 90% of this room doesn't know what that word actually means.
这是一个很大的词，可能我们90%人都不知道它是什么意思。
What is a sacrament?
什么是这个牺牲的
？It means that it's a means of grace.
它是一种这个恩典的表示。
It is a channel. It's a conduit through which God's presence, His blessing, His favor is actually released.
是一个管道来接触到神，然后神的这个就释放到我们这里。
So communion is far more than just a reminder.
这个圣餐不只是来提醒我们。
Many people throughout history debated and argued about the meaning of the communion.
在历史上有很多人在那边去争论这个这个圣餐的意思是什么。
Some people believe that when we have communion, there is actually literal, real supernatural presence of God that comes.
有些人认为当我们在吃圣餐的时候，就有一个真正的这个神的一个同在就在那里面。
Other people took more of a symbolic view that this is just a reminder.
另外一部分人认为这只是一个象征性的，只是来提醒我们。
Of what Christ has done for us.
是来提醒我们神为我们。
Now, we don't have time today to go into all those little details and nuances of the meaning of communion.
今天我们没有时间来讨论这些具体的这些争论。
But I'll just briefly share my conviction that I believe that this is more than just a symbolic representation or reminder of what Christ has done.
那么我分享一下我的想法，我认为这个不只是一个表征。
It is actually the most sacred gift God has given to us.
而是一个非常神圣的一个神给我们的一个礼物。
Through which His favor, His blessing is actually released.
经过这个话呢，他的那些祝福的就分到我们当中。
It is central to our worship.
是我们敬拜当中的重要的。
But the sad reality is that today the table of the Lord has been replaced with big stages and screens.
那么很不幸的是，今天的实际呢，这个重点就被这些。屏幕啊和这个舞台来代替了。
And the bread and wine have been replaced with coffee and donuts.
那个酒跟那个面包呢就被那个donuts 跟甜甜圈跟那个咖啡来代替了。
Now you know how much I love coffee.
你知道我很喜欢这个咖啡的。
We actually built a coffee bar in our church.Courtyard.
在我们的那个教会里面，你们看到我们有一个咖啡吧。
I'm not saying that it's wrong to have coffee and donuts after our gathering.
我不是说在我们聚集之后有这个甜甜圈跟咖啡有问题。
But I'm saying that it cannot replace the bread and wine.
那我这里面讲的是不能代替这个酒跟面包。
Because we think that fellowship is just gathering over coffee and donuts and have a chit chat about what happened this week.
我们不能说是我们的聚集就是一个一起吃。甜甜圈跟这个咖啡，然后大家随便的聊天。
I want to briefly explain what this actually means to us.
我现在这里面呢，想简单的跟大家解释一下这个的意义是什么。
And what we are celebrating today over this communion table.
我们在这个圣餐里面，我们在庆祝什么
？There are two divine mysteries that we're celebrating.
这里面有两个这个神圣的奥秘，我们在庆祝。
One, I think you're very, very familiar with.
第一个你们可能很熟悉。
When we break the bread and eat the flesh of our Lord,
我们当剥碎这个饼的时候，我们是吃主的身体。
And when we drink from the cup, which represents the blood of Jesus that was shed for us,
是代表主耶稣为我们流的宝血。
We are celebrating our union with Christ.
我们在庆祝我们跟主耶稣的一个合一。
Now I don't know if you even think that this is a mystery.
我不知道你们认为这是不是一个奥秘呢
I want you to really think about, reflect upon the implication of what that actually means, that we are in union with God.
我在这里面真是好好的去想一想我们跟神合一这个意思是什么呢
That through our communion that we become part of who God is and God becomes part of who we are.
当我们吃这个圣餐的时候我们成为神的一部分神就成为我们的一部分。
We become one in nature with God.
我们自然的就跟神成为一体。
That is a divine mystery.
这是一个神圣的一个妙秘。
And that happens through the celebration of the Lord's Supper.
是通过我们庆祝神为我们所忍受。
More than a reminder.
不是仅仅是一个
More than a symbol.
不只是一个象征。
There's something that happens when we partake in this bread and the cup.
实际上有些事情发生了，当我们来领这个圣
餐的时候。But there is a second divine mystery that we often do not remember.
那么这里面还有第二个神圣的奥秘，我们可能不会。
And I believe that this is even more important than the first mystery.
我认为第二可能更重要。
What we are celebrating today,
我们今天在庆祝的是
is not just our union with Christ,
不仅仅是我们跟主耶稣的一个合一
but because we are united with Christ,
但是因为我们跟主耶稣合一了。
We're also celebrating our union with one another.
我们也在庆祝我们彼此之间的合一。
I don't know if you find it easy or hard to believe.
我不知道你们认为这个是不是很难理解的。
That when we partake in the communion,
当我们来领圣餐的时候
we become one with God.
我们跟神合一了。
But we also become one with one another.
我们彼此也合一。
Because we're called to live in this union with Christ.
因为我们在跟主的合一当中。
You realize that in most cultures,
你们知道在很多文化当中
meal is a significant way of making a covenant.
这个饭食呢是一个很重要的来立约的一个。
Some of you, you for your work, you travel to places like Korea, right?
你们有人到韩国这个。
In Korean culture, deal is not complete or sealed until you have a meal.
在这个韩国的文化当中，你有一个商业的一个这个签约呢，一定是吃完饭才。
That's probably very very similar in Chinese culture.
在中国的这个文化当中也是很。
Do you realize that in every culture, almost every society, the meal is a way of uniting people?
在这个不同的文化很多社会当中这个吃饭是大家来合一的一个
But it's also a way of dividing people
也是一个来分割大家的一个
You look at the Old Testament history
如果你看那个旧约的这个历史
God gave all these diet restrictions
那么神给我们很多吃饭的一些限制
You can eat this but you shall not eat this You shall not eat this
你可以吃这个但是不能吃那个
And God gave a list of clean food
神给我们一个干净的食物的名单
Now, I don't know if there's some science to how God actually separated clean from the unclean. Because I love pork and I love shellfish. And it hasn't really done any harm to my body. But those were considered unclean food in those days. It was God's way of separating his people from the rest of the world. It happens all the time. We have so many different diets these days. That I'm on keto diet. I'm on low carb. I'm on Mediterranean or vegetarian or vegan. But by what we eat or how we eat can also divide people.
那么我们吃什么或不吃什么，可能也会让别人这个有反抗。
And I was 17 years old when I immigrated from Korea.
我17岁的时候从韩国移民到美国。
And you know the scariest place for me.
那么我最怕的地方是。
Was not a big gymnasium or school sports field.
不是那个大的学校啊。
Or even the classrooms.
甚至是这个教室。
As an immigrant, young Korean immigrant, my scariest experience was the school cafeteria.
作为一个年轻的这个韩国学生，我最担心的是那个学校的那个饭堂。
I'm sure some of you share the same experience.
你们有些人可能有同样的这个经历。
Because that's where all the segregation happens.
那个地方实际上就是一个隔离的。
You actually have to find your own tribe.
你要发找到你自己的部落。
And I'm different. I look different. I don't speak the language.
因为我跟他们长得不一样，我也讲不同的话。
And so nobody wanted me.
没有人愿意来跟我。
So I remember every lunch was the scariest place for me.
我记得每一次吃午饭都是一个最可怕的地方。
Until somebody invited me in.
直到有一个人来。
All this is to say that how meals can actually unite people or separate people.
这就是讲了我们这个食物可以把人合一，也可以把人分开。
That's why retreat like this is so important.
所以我们这样的退休会是这样的重要。
Because we get to practice having meals with people that we don't know.
因为我们和不认识的人可以一起同桌吃饭。
See, here's the difference between the meal that we choose.
这就是。我们要选择的饭的区别
and the meals that the Lord wants us to share.
区别跟那个神给我们选择的饭的
In the meal that we get to partake,
那个我们要参与的这个吃饭的
we get to choose whom we eat with.
我们会选择谁我可以跟他一起吃
In communion,
在这个圣餐里边
the Lord chooses who we get to eat with.
那么神来选择谁跟他一起吃。
You have no choice.
你没有什么选择的。
Like this lunch, you get to, you walk into the cafeteria and you think about, who am I going to eat with this last meal?
当我们一会儿中午吃饭的时候，我们可能选择，谁
？And that's a good thing, but in communion, you don't get to choose who you get to celebrate communion with.
在圣餐的时候，你没有权利去选择跟谁。
Because when we are in union with Christ,
当我们跟神这个合一的时候
automatically we also become, we are in union with the Lord's people.
我们就自动的跟所有神的选民就成为一。
This is why donuts and coffee can never replace the bread and wine.
就是为什么那个甜甜圈咖啡不能代取代这个酒。
Because as much as we love coffee and donuts,
你喜欢那个咖啡跟那个甜甜圈。
That centers around our own social and emotional need.
啊，那么你的重心就是我们自己的这些需求。
And we get to choose who we talk to.
啊，我在选我跟谁去讲话。
Whereas in communion.
啊，我去跟谁去交流。
We actually center everything around the life of Jesus.
啊，当我们做这个圣餐的时候，我们是选择。
And we're celebrating that we actually belong to one another.
我们实际上在庆祝我们彼此相处。
We often talk about God's vision.
我们讲这个神的这个意向。
People oftentimes ask me about Pastor Ted, what is your vision for the church in the next 50 years?
啊，那么经常有人来问我啊，你对我们教会未来15年有什么意向
？I don't think I'm going to be around in 50 years.
我想我可能15年都不一定在这里。
But how often do we talk about God's vision?
啊，那我们有没有讲神对我们的这个意向呢？
Do you know that God has a vision for His church?
你知道神对他的这个教会的意向是什么
？And that is not bigger ministry.
并不是一个很大的一个。
That is not bigger building.
不是一个很大的一个建筑。
That is not even more Great Commission fund or more missionaries that we get to send out.
并不是有很多这个大的基金啊，还有更多的这个差派的这个宣教士。
You ever wonder what was Christ's vision?
你知道基督耶稣的他的意向是什么呢？
God's vision for us.
神对我们的意向是什么？
It's actually written in John chapter 17.
实际上是在约翰福音第十七章里面有写。
It's Jesus' last prayer before he actually went to the cross.
是主耶稣最后的一个祷告，在他上十字架。
This is the prayer that he offered to the Father.
这是他给我们的父神的。
Before he was about to lay down his life.
祷告在他就是上十字架之前。
Do you remember what his prayer was?
你记得他们的祷告是什么？
Three times.In that short chapter,
在那个很短的,
in the Garden of Gethsemane,
在那个西马各,
Jesus is crying out to the Father
主耶稣向父神祷告,
that in the name that you gave me,
在你给我的这个名里面,
that they may be one,
是那一个成为一的那一天,
as we are one,
然后我们成为一。
Again, this is mind-blowing.
这个真是让我们大开眼。
As the Father and the Son and the Spirit are one,
在这个父子圣灵的一里面
，that His vision is that you and I would also become that one.
在他的意向当中，你和我也是。
And then he prays again. I also pray for those who will believe in me through their message.
那么我也为那些相信我的，在这个祷告里面。
And again he cries out that all of them may be one.
那么他这里边就大声的就祷告，所有这些人都成为一。
May they be brought to complete unity.
啊，让他们都到这一个完整的一里面。
This is more important than any other ministry.
这个是在是我们所有事工当中最重要的。
Any other things that we can accomplish for the Lord.
我们任何做为神来做事当中。
And then at the end of the prayer, Jesus says that this is how the world will know that you sent.Me. Again, you can probably find other passages where Jesus said similar things. Love one another. As I have loved you. This is the greatest commandment. And the world will know that you're my disciples. This is why we're doing this.Christ has chosen communion as a way of uniting His people. To bring us into this complete unity. You know, as you think about what we do once a month, which I think I'm hoping that it'll become almost every time we gather together. The reason why Jesus chose this meal as a way of uniting us is because in communion, we cannot keep our sin in secret. Secondly, According to Paul, we cannot hold any grudge against one another when we come to a table like this.
在保罗的这个经卷里面是说，我们不能彼此有这样的隔阂来做这个。
You may say that maybe I'm simplifying this way too much.
你可能讲我把这个东西太简单化了。
But I have a deep conviction.
但是我深深的相信。
That if we practice this communion according to how Jesus really meant it to be done,
如果我们按照这个主耶稣告诉我们的方式来做这个
圣餐, I believe that 90% of the church problems will go away.
我相信90%我们教会面对的问题都不是
问题。 I believe that church today is not experiencing God's healing grace and miracles and signs and wonders.
我们相信今天的教会没有经历神的医治、神的神迹。
Because we have neglected this.
因为我们忽略了这个。
I believe that whenever we partake in this communion,
我相信当我们每次来参加这个圣餐的时候,
there's a promise that God's gift, His grace will be released.
那么主耶稣就, 这个神一定会应许我们, 他会有这样的。
There's no room for divisiveness or strife.
这里面没有任何这个隔离的这个空间在里面。
And this is really the Lord's invitation.
这确实, 这就是我们, 主的, 对我们的
要求。 Every time I walk into worship service,
每次我到这个敬拜的这个服
饰, I feel like the Lord is inviting us to the table.
就感觉到神在邀请我们到这个
圣餐里面。 We're so busy talking about other things.
而我们忙忙很繁忙的在讨论其他的事。
As much as I love preaching,
我很喜欢讲道。
That preaching, even the teaching cannot take or replace what the Lord really commissioned or commanded for us.
那个这个教导也不能代替我们这个神来给我们的这个圣餐。
So I'm going to stop here.
那我现在就停在这里。
Step aside.
我就跑走到旁。
And I really believe that this is so fitting for a time like this.
这个就对我们这个时候是非常的合适的。
This morning, I want you to really practice this and experience the promise that God has given to us through His table.
我今天早上希望你们就在这操练这个事情来。
Those of you who are joining us from online, I hope you can participate in this.
那些在这个线上来参加我们的，我也希望你能够参加
这个。Although it might not be the same as what we're experiencing here.
可能有点跟我们现场的情况不太一样。
Please try to join in.
但是还是希望你能够。
And I'm going to give you just a brief instruction.
我就给你一些简单的这个指导。
You had a chance this weekend just to have meals with those people that you haven't caught up with.
那么你这个周末有没有机会跟你还没有讲的这个讲话的这个一起来吃这个餐
？And even in a group like this, we have kind of our favorite people, right?
像我们这样的
people that we're drawn to.
我们还是可能会找自己最喜欢的。
And then there are many of us who are very new to this family.
这里面有很多我们非常新的人。
Sometimes it's very hard for some of the new people to really have a true fellowship with a relationship that goes for 30, 40, almost 47 years.
有的时候有些新的人来了之后，可能30年、40年都没有一个很好的跟大家的一个。
So this morning I'm gonna shuffle the whole group a little bit.
那我今天就把这个人重新排一下。
If you prefer to have this time together with someone who speaks your language or your English is not, you're not very comfortable,
如果你很喜欢你自己的语言，英语对你不是很熟悉。
You can try to find someone who speaks your language.
你可以选择跟你说同样语言的人。
But if you're able to communicate in more than one or two languages,
如果能讲
which is actually many of you,
其实很多人你们都
是。I want you to find someone that you don't know or you have not had a chance to connect this in the last 48 hours.
我相信你们过去两天还没有机会说过话的人。
And I'm going to just have you get into groups of no more than four people.
我希望你们四个人一组找到他们。
As you came in this morning, you should have received a small communion element.
你今天早上应该有这样的一个圣餐的。
If you have not received it, please raise your hand. Then we have ushers who are going to go around. We have a few that we need up here in the front. And while we do this, I want you to just turn around, turn to your neighbors, and just find three or four people around you, just no more than four people in a group.
你可以在你附近找三四个人，你没有说过话的，不认识的。
And I'll give you instruction as how we're going to participate in this meal together.
那我们一会儿做圣餐的时候，我告诉你怎么做。
Make sure no one is left out alone.
请不要遗漏任何人。
In the next several minutes, each person will just simply share two things.
只是分享两个简单的事情。
Number one,
第一个,
what's been your greatest joy in this season?
那么这个 时节你最喜欢的是什么？
Or it could be your greatest joy in the last 48 hours.
可能是你最近两天的。
But something that the Lord is doing in your heart.
而是就是神在你心里边做的
工作。I want you to share and celebrate.
我希望你能够分享和庆祝。
Then the second thing that you're going to do.
第二个事情你要做的。
Is you're going to ask, you're going to share what has been your greatest pain in this season.
那么你需要做一个见证，这个你在这个接受的恩典是什么？
Or the challenge that you're facing.
或者是你面对的挑战。
Now, I wish we had time, but obviously this morning we're not going to have a long time to do this, so I want you to just be very brief.
我希望你这个抓紧时间，因为我们早上的时间是有限的。
And then after you share, you get to open this communion and take it.
当你分享之后，你就可以做这个圣餐。
One person at a time.
每一个人一个一个的做。
And then at the end.
到最后。
I want you to just spend a few moments to bless one another.
那么你们彼此呢互相祝福。
Pray for one another.
彼此祷告。
That the prayer of Jesus in John 17.
那么在约翰福音十七章主耶稣的祷告。
That complete unity Jesus prayed for us will be actually realized in the coming days.
那么主耶稣为我们合一的祷告能够在我们当中实现。
This is actually God's greatest hope and dream and prayer for us.
这是真是神对我们的一个祷告，一个主要的盼望。
So we'll give you enough time to do all that, and then when you're ready, you can come back to your seat, and then we'll end with one last song.
那么我希望你们把这个事情做完，做完之后可以回到你的座位，我们有最后一个诗歌。
And then we will head back to San Jose.
然后我们就回圣何西。
And do this again and again and again and again until Jesus comes back.
直到主耶稣回来。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's do this in remembrance of our Lord Jesus.